Hello, everyone. Good evening. Evan Lee Raymer here with you with Evan Lee Raymer Show. And we're going to get started right away. Got a great guest with us. You all know him, Stephen Reynolds. Stephen, how are you? Let's go.
Ed, just glad to be here, buddy. Really happy.
I know you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you are.
Had an incident about a month ago.
I understand. If you want to talk about it, fine. Yeah. If you don't, we understand. No, don't worry about it.
Had a heart attack a month ago, Ed.
You don't? I would have never known.
Yeah, well, I didn't know either. And
I know you told me that.
Presented very few signs. Fortunately, the young lady saved my life here by hooking me up to an EKG machine and told me I needed to get to the hospital immediately. And I did.
It was that quick.
It was that quick. And I did. And the next morning had a procedure, had stents installed. I'm a bionic man now.
And you said they did it through your wrist?
They did it through my wrist, yeah. It's completely healed up now. Sometimes they go through the legs, and they had me all prepped for that.
Yeah, right, sure.
But, Ed, I cannot express my gratitude to the medical professionals here in Rutherford County.
Yeah.
And how blessed I am to live in a community that has the facilities that we have.
I know.
And my treatment and everything that happened during this, I just couldn't think of it being any, going any better than it did.
Pretty doggone good.
And so, right off the bat, I just want to say thank you to all those people that stuck it out during chemistry class and microbiology.
I'm telling you.
All of those difficult
things. Makes me thankful for them, because I couldn't do it.
Just lucky to have those people in our community serving this community. And anyway, I just feel blessed to live here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
And along those lines, we're going to discuss some things tonight, folks. I've asked some of you to listen in, and I know you're listening and you're ready to get started. We're going to, Connor's on the board, and we're getting ready to get started in just a second. But I go back when me and you first met, and you were saying then, and okay, I don't mean to throw a wrench in the cogs, and you've said your thanks to your people, and I appreciate that.
That's right.
And that's exactly, and they certainly do it.
Yes.
But you were saying then, if we don't do something and get some funding in here, we've got some hospitals in our outlying areas that are going to close. And guess what? Brother, you were right. They've closed.
Yeah,
not they're going to close now. They're gone, and they're coming here. They're crowding us out.
Yeah, so when I was young and growing up in the 70s and the 80s in Middle Tennessee, when you got sick, you had to go to Nashville.
Right, when you really, really got sick.
That's right.
And these Doc Brown couldn't take care of you with it.
Yeah, it didn't do a lot of open-heart surgeries here.
Not much.
And so that has transitioned now. Where Nashville's gotten so big, they can just really take care of Nashville and the most critically injured people. And they have a multitude of medical facilities and companies there. Here in Rutherford County, we have Ascension St. Thomas, which, once again, I would rate them a 5-star from my experience. But however, Ed, we also have Vanderbilt University trying to build a brand new hospital here in Rutherford County, the first ever off-campus hospital from Nashville, Tennessee. And there has been multiple attempts to block. Now, I believe in the free markets. There's this thing called a certificate of need.
Right.
And even, this is one of the rare things that I agree with Donald Trump on.
Okay. I agree.
I've saw an ad come out that said Donald Trump even wants to eliminate the certificate of need. But basically, it's a procedure that medical companies or people that offer health services have to go through an extra step. Let's say you opened up a lemonade stand, Ed, and I wanted to open one up across the street. But I had to prove that we could both sell enough lemonade.
But there's a need for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what Vanderbilt is going through. And once again, I cannot tell you how great my experience has been with St. Thomas.
Right. I understand.
But I still believe that this community would be even better off with a hospital from Vanderbilt University that is, a premier university.
You and I have talked about this for several years now. It's not like Vanderbilt just went to the hospital business a couple weeks ago.
That's right. And it all ties back to what you initially said, Ed. These rural folks that have no medical care.
That's right.
They're all coming to Murfreesboro now.
They have to.
And this community. And that, let me tell you, that hospital over there at St. Thomas is an economic powerhouse.
Yes, it is.
I want to say it's the third highest employer in the county. It's up there.
That I don't know, but I would agree it's up there.
And so I understand that bringing competition in may, but I believe in free markets, and I believe that, some people's insurance may not apply to Ascension. Maybe it's Vanderbilt only. Doesn't matter.
Well, but wasn't they asking for like 130 beds or something like that? It wasn't like it was no 700-800 bed hospital.
No, it was about 100, and I want to say maybe 100 to 150 beds. I want to say it's about $140 million investment in the community initially.
Yeah, right.
But basically, Rutherford County could become a health care center.
It could.
And already is.
Just like Nashville was.
That's correct.
For us, like you were talking, for all of us back in the 70s and 80s, when we were up in Hopkins County, you got sick.
You had to go to the big city.
Went to Nashville.
That's right.
You might be able to go to Evansville.
That's right.
Evansville, Indiana.
Yeah.
But most of the time, no, you're headed south.
And
you're going to Nashville, Tennessee.
Here's the other thing, Ed. Our community, Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, is now equivalent or bigger than Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Right.
So we're the
fourth largest county,
fourth largest, fastest growing population in the nation. And so if folks want to invest their money and come build hospitals here, I'm all for it.
Now, we have another hospital that is here, right?
Okay, in Smyrna.
Smyrna, but there's one in Murfreesboro. I forget what it's called.
Well, they're both. So we have the small one over at Westlawn.
Okay.
And then we have the big hospital, which is on Medical Center Parkway.
Okay.
Both owned by the same people.
Same people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then we've got a good hospital in Smyrna.
Yes. There's medical facilities there.
Sure.
We have medical facilities all over this county now.
But we have a lot of doctors practicing all these facilities. It's not like you're going to where old Doc Brown still hangs out. I mean, these guys and ladies and gentlemen are traveling all over this county.
Yes.
Well, back and forth between hospitals.
They can
like
be,
that.
Yes. Right. And so, once again, economic powerhouse for this community.
Sure.
And we need to welcome those and those jobs, and those are high-paying jobs. Nurses make a lot of money. Doctors make a lot of money. And they deserve every penny.
Yeah, they make a fortune.
And they deserve it.
They do.
They went
exactly
through a
right.
lot. I mean, these doctors, I couldn't thank my – I told my cardiologist, I just thanked her.
Yeah.
And she said, I'm just doing my job. She was very humble about it.
Right.
But I don't see it that way, Ed, because
no.
I tell you, I probably would have flunked out the first semester of microbiology.
My wife might have made it, but I could. No way.
And these are really smart, talented people.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
And we're lucky to have them.
We're going to get kicked off here. Stephen Reynolds is our guest. We're going to get to what as we always do. We've got an outline here. I don't know if we'll get to it or not. We're talking about healthcare now.
Yeah.
Connor's on the board, and I'll tell you what. Kick us off if you would, Connor. I'm going to do this, and then after I do our open, I want you to go ahead and go to our ads for our first break. Okay.
Yeah,
anyway, right now, for now. But for now, my name is Edwin Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio WGNS.
And a little rock and roll kick you off from tonight's Edwin Lee Raymer Show. I'm your host, Ed Raymer. Show's produced at Studios WGNS, AM 1450. 100.5, 101.9 FM right here in the heart of the great Volunteer State in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And you can reach me and Stephen tonight. And I'll bet a bunch of you know what the number is, 615-893-1450. 615-893-1450. Now, I've Facebooked a bunch of you. You know we're here. I know you listen. If you have any questions, give us a call. Of course, obviously, you know my co-host is Mr. Stephen Reynolds. And you can find us at WGN. Also, where all can you reach us? WGNSradio.com. Scroll over to Listen Live. You can catch us on Facebook Live. We're on YouTube right now. News Radio WGNS. Connor will download this broadcast in addition to that later on. What is it? Big G TV we're on or something like that, Connor? I forget what it is.
Yes, but we titled it, the stream is
That's what they titled it, stream, Big G TV, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you can download WGNS app, take WGNS with you wherever you go, listen whenever you wish. And please listen, Jason Qualls is financial advisor. He's got good guests on. He's got good information, good knowledge through the week. I try and listen to him when I can. All of our sports, of course, with Brian Barrett and John Dinkins, doing a great job, and all the other folks. And Angela just left. Angela Bingham with Simplicity. And she's prayed for everybody tonight but me. And I think she slips in a prayer every once in a while. She better be. Because there's times I think I need it too. Well, I know I need it. Don't get me wrong. But listen to her. Simplicity, they're on at 6 every Sunday. Always got good guests, good information. And she's quite a gal. We're going to go to our first series of breaks, get that out of the way, and give Stephen or Max Mule of our time back with you right after this. Stay with us.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. All right, and we are back. Thanks to our sponsors. We appreciate you. Stephen Reynolds with us. Stephen,
yeah.
You said, well, just a second ago, you wanted to have civics class up here today.
Well, Ed, I'm afraid that I missed something.
By the way, do you have $5 million? I'm going to give you a gold card from Trump. What do you say?
I think anybody with $5 million that wanted to be here is already here. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's...
It's really silly.
Yeah.
It's just a distraction.
Right.
To me, I wanted to have a civics class, Ed,
okay.
Because I'm afraid I missed something when I was in school, public school here in Tennessee, attended Middle Tennessee State University, took many, you know, law classes, constitutional classes, although history classes over there, and I think I missed something. So tell me if I'm wrong, and hopefully some of your callers can call in and correct me. But we're all taught that there are three co-equal branches of government. Now, the key phrase there being co-equal.
Right.
Well, you have the legislative branch, which is the House and the Senate.
Sure.
They pass laws.
Right.
And they fund programs and laws.
True.
You have the judicial branch, which is the Supreme Court.
Right.
And they decide which laws are constitutional and unconstitutional.
They try and interpret to the best of their ability.
That's correct. And then you have the executive branch. And the executive branch has kind of two roles. They are the defender of the country, the commander-in-chief, and they are also executive, means execute. They are there to execute the laws of Congress.
Right.
And so I must have missed the day where, so the president always has a chance. If Congress passes a bill the president doesn't like, the current president, it's called a veto.
True. Right.
All of this we learned in class as kids. Okay? And so I must have missed the day where the new executive comes in and he can just take all of the laws and funding from the previous Congresses and throw them out the window.
I know. Yeah.
And that's what's happening. And I don't see anyone talking about that. This is a very fundamental blocking and tackling Western liberalism, Western democracy.
Yes.
Our founding fathers set this up this way.
True.
And there was never the intention that once an election happened every 4 years that the new guy coming in could just throw away all the previous stuff. We're talking about the Department of Education that was founded, that was passed and introduced and a law passed by Congress and funded 50 years ago.
That's right.
And we can just come in and trash that?
Sure.
With one guy, no way. So if I'm wrong, I would love for any of these constitutional scholars that I see commenting on your Facebook page, Ed, I would love for them to call in and correct me about
You'll
that.
You'll never hear that.
Well,
no.
And so
won't.
This is the problem here is we have a serious lack, either a lack of civics education in this country, or people just don't care anymore, and that's really scary to me and a lot of people.
I know.
You know, let me give you the best example. In 2017, the current president tried to dismantle the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare.
Right.
And you remember the famous scene where John McCain, and Lord, I miss John McCain. I sure wish he was still around.
Oh, Lord.
And John McCain walked up, and he gave the famous thumbs down.
Yes, right.
Which defeated the attempt to dismantle and unwind the Affordable Care Act. And as a result, now listen, that act's got many problems. People can point out a lot of issues, and they're sure there's a lot of improvements that can be made with that. But back then, if the current president had the power to just dismantle it on his own, why did he go through Congress back in 2017?
It's true.
And so people forget this, that there is a process. If there is something, if there is a law you want repealed, if there is funding you want repealed, there is a process, a legal process that can be followed by the legislative branch or potentially by the judicial branch. They can throw things out too.
True.
But there's a process to be followed, and it just seems like
we're not following a process.
Well, I mean, this is what kings do.
I know.
This is what despots do. This is what dictators do.
Dictators do this. Yeah.
This is what they say. Oh, forget all those rules.
That's right.
Now,
and those rules are what have gotten us 250 years into this thing.
That's right. And it's the rule of law, Ed. And you want to know why people park their money here from around the world? It's because we're about the only country that still observes the rule of law.
That's right.
And they know their money will be safe here.
Sure.
They know their investments will be safe here. And so later on, when we get on into the show, I'd like to talk about some of these cuts that are being proposed and how that would affect our local economy here in Rutherford County. Well, we can just go there now if you want
well,
to.
Well, and here's something I want to ask.
Uh-huh.
And I've asked that this week of a couple of people. Ask it of my wife.
Yep.
Okay, we're here in Rutherford County. And now I'm oversimplifying for radio's sake.
That's okay, buddy.
I don't mean entertainment value. I'm not
lawyer.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
Okay, I go out here and win a lottery.
Yep.
Wife and I win $400 million.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I go to Joe Carr,
mm-hmm.
County Mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know Joe. I don't know him. I've seen him on the street a few times. I don't know if he even knows who I am or not. I don't know. And I say, Joe, here's a couple $1 million for Rutherford County. Boy, it's pretty good. That will take care of all your campaign issues
mm-hmm.
for many years.
Right.
If you're ever going to need any more, bring me some. Show me why. I'll be glad to take care of it.
Right.
Well, Ed, thank you. I appreciate it. And that's perfectly legal.
As long as you follow the rules.
As long as I follow the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for campaign purposes only. It's not for him to go to lunch and all that. Well, if he's traveling, I guess, whatever. You know more about that. Anyway.
Sure.
But you get the premise of what I'm saying.
I do.
I say, Joe, there's some things I'd like to change here in Rutherford County, if you don't mm-hmm. mind.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yes, sir. Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference?
Yeah, so...
Other than the United States for Trump, here's another thing. He's a runner of a... He's turned the company... He's trying to turn the country into a business, which everybody would ask, well, this country needs to be run as a business. Okay, that's fine, as long as you're using your own money. He's got a printing press down there.
Yeah.
And he's spending your money, my money, counter's money. He's spending everybody's money. He's certainly not spending his own.
Mm-hmm.
But the printing press just keeps running.
It does. So
go ahead.
Let's start here, Ed. And I've been in business my whole life, as
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, 38 uh-huh. years in my career. And I'll tell you that, first off, you hear people say that we need the government run like a business, right?
Yeah, can't do it.
Well, first off, there's a big difference between businesses and government. You
right.
don't want to know what that is? That's profit.
Profit. Yeah, and everything in government is not for profit.
There's no profit.
They don't build a bridge for profit. They build the bridge for profit for businesses.
That's correct, for everybody.
That's right.
And so that whole notion now, is it very helpful to understand budgets and expenditures, understand regulations and how things work and have a business background? Absolutely.
Sure.
That can be very helpful in the legislative process. But, you know, there's a group of folks that like to bull think. There's a group of people out there, Ed, that they can't handle a complex answer. They can't handle an answer that's gray.
No.
It's either black or
it's
white.
I know. And in government, we know that there's many areas where it's not black or white.
That's correct. And so they're I don't mean to insult people, but the
right.
easy way
yep.
out, the intellectually lazy thing to do is to accept a simple
okay.
answer.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Instead of saying that this is gray.
Mm-hmm.
That,
yeah.
you know, there are some good things and some bad things, and if we do this, then we're going to have mm-hmm. this blowback and this impact on the communities, right? And so a lot of people can't see it that way. Well, I had someone tell me, and I have all my friends, or many of my friends are conservatives, and I hear some, you know, not all of them. Some of them have some sense, some of them don't.
Right, I understand.
But I heard one of them say, recently, they said, you know, Joe Biden left those astronauts up there in space.
Yeah.
And he never should have done that. And we're talking about the two astronauts that are stranded right
well,
now.
One of them from
International
Space
Station.
One of the fellows in Mount Juliet War or something
so.
Like that, I believe.
I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
But that is just such a simple approach. You know, you just can't dial up a Saturn rocket.
I know.
Even the government doesn't have a Saturn rocket ready to launch into orbit on demand.
Right.
And there's also this thing called science, like the tilt of the Earth.
That's right.
The speed of everything, the, you know.
Yeah, the spin of the Earth, and
all
everything.
All of these
inertia,
things.
Inertia, all of it enters into this.
Goes into it, right?
That's exactly
and
right.
And I promise you that there are lots of very smart people working on getting these people back.
And which President Biden does not know, and he'd be the first to tell you, I don't know how they do this. He's had inside information, I'm sure, and Trump as well. But Biden would be the first to say, hey, I don't know how to get them, but we need to get them back.
But
okay? It's not
course,
up to me.
Of course he does. and it's so intellectually lazy to blame President Biden on these astronauts being stranded up in space.
Right.
But I see, I can just count off multiple examples of things like that.
I agree, and it's childish.
Well, we need people who are willing to turn Facebook off and social media.
I agree,
and pick up a book.
I agree, and I'm one of the world's. I throw a lot of stuff out there.
Yeah,
because I'm on radio.
Yeah,
and a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm getting your own head. Yeah. Yeah.
They, you know, I can't believe you'd say that. Well, you know, right. Folks, I'm goading some of you, and Steven's smart enough to know that.
Right. Just the very same way.
You're exactly right. If you got $5 million, what do you need a gold card for?
Yeah, right. Right.
It's crazy.
You know, if the Congress decides that they want to spend $1 million on hamsters that eat Pop-Tarts, yeah. there are a lot of silly things.
That's exactly right.
And no one likes waste, fraud, and abuse.
No one does.
I don't want to see that. When there's waste, fraud, and abuse, that means the people and the projects that really need the money, they're not getting what they need fully. And so to say that one side approves that and the other side doesn't.
Yeah.
But here's the fact. If the Congress passes funding for hamsters that eat Pop-Tarts, guess what? The president has to spend that money.
Right.
And every year a budget comes up and they're allowed to cut and add and do whatever they want to do. And even though the Congress abdicates their jobs many years, we haven't had regular order in the United States Congress since Paul Ryan suspended it back in 2017.
I know.
And so because of that, you have these omnibus bills now where all of this federal funding is in it. It's 1,500 pages long, and they get it the day before they're supposed to vote. Nobody thinks that.
No.
Regular order in Congress means that you introduce something in committee. It passes the committee or don't pass.
Right.
Then it used to go to this thing called the Ways and Means Committee.
We've talked
about that before.
Right.
That's where the funding comes from.
That's right.
So you have to get it through Ways and Means and get your bill funded.
Right.
And then it goes to the full House to be passed or voted against. And also, same thing in the Senate, although the Senate has a bunch of crazy rules. But anyway,
But
that's how, and so the new guy that comes in, he can't just undo that. He can't just pull the plug on that. And I'll tell you, I am very disappointed in the response from people. Most of the folks I'm around, I'm a liberal. Okay, I believe in health care.
And most of these folks, Stephen, and you and I talked about it. I mean, we've talked about it till we're blue in the face, I know. But, they're supposed to know better.
Well,
some of these folks are educated people.
This is true, and they're afraid to stand up because they're afraid of the blowback that they'll get for standing up. But I'm really disappointed in the Democrats.
Right.
In so many ways.
I agree.
I thought the display the other night, the lack of decorum, I thought that was beneath an elected official. And
what?
I realize the other side has done it. I think the same thing about those people.
I agree.
Marjorie Taylor Greene comes to mind.
And the guy that started all this mess with Obama.
It did.
That's when
this
started. Called him a liar right there.
Right.
He's sitting there right there in the galley.
They didn't throw him out. They didn't throw Marjorie Taylor Greene out.
You know, the fellow, Mr. Green, that they threw out, he came back the next day and he said, I am not mad at the speaker. He said, I am not. The man did what he was supposed to do.
Yeah.
The sergeant at arms did their job. They escorted me out. I did appreciate that. But I agree with you that we're going too far.
It's performative, Ed.
Yes.
This holding of the signs, it's feckless.
That's crazy. I nearly dropped my tongue when I said, are you kidding me? It's like something you do in third grade.
You want to know who the worst performative people are? Mm. And that's down in Nashville in a state house.
Oh, God.
The speaker, the majority leader.
I know.
You got about 8 Democrats down there battling, trying to do right things for this state.
I know.
Vouchers come to mind. trying to stand up against these vouchers. Let me tell you something, folks. Your education fund here in Rutherford County is short this year, and it's going to continue to get shorter because of the voucher bill, which is going to for-profit people.
Right.
And so, as a result of that, Rutherford County, get ready, because your property taxes are going up again.
Right.
And all these people that say that they're against raising taxes are actually implementing programs that are going to cost you more money.
You said it, brother, not me. Folks, listen to me. I'm your host, but my guest is telling you, and he's been telling you for the
for a long time.
What have we done here, 12, Ed, 14 years? I mean, we've been on each other a while now.
And it's funny you say this, Ed.
It's crazy.
And I'm getting back on the Democrats
okay,
again. Let me get back
fine.
On them.
Yeah, it's fine
when,
with me.
When we ran in 2016 for U.S. House,
right.
We'd show up places, there'd be eight or nine people there.
Right.
There was nobody.
I know.
And we were jumping up and down. We were saying, you know, this is not going to be good for this country. Somebody's got to do something. Somebody's got to stand up against these folks.
You were talking about it then.
And there was nobody.
That's right.
And Trump wins, and all of a sudden we're flooded with what I call the left flank. And they come in, and they were welcome, because people were like, holy smokes, where have you been? We started fighting early and trying to resist this early. Now, at some point, Ed, you run out of gas. That's what happened to me.
Sure.
Preaching to the you're preaching, nobody's listening, you run out of gas after a little while.
Right, yeah.
And so I have reeled back, dialed back the emotional investment in all of this.
Right.
I won't be around folks that I will correct folks and still be friends with them and still be polite when they say a Fox News talking point that's, you know, clearly out of left field or whatever. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, people on both sides really just want what's best for the community. And we're not enemies. We're Americans.
Right. And we're supposed to want what's best for our children.
That's right.
And vouchers is not necessarily best for our children.
Well, I think, you know, the majority of Tennesseans are again. Let me tell you, these rural communities are going to be devastated.
They're going to be killed.
Their schools are already in bad shape
in
most places and have lack of funding.
Uh-huh.
They don't have the industry. They don't have the tax base. We're blessed here in Rutherford County to have all of this money here and this economic activity.
I saw one report where the school was the biggest part of industry for a particular county.
Many of them. Many of our
school
county.
Is
oh,
in.
You mean here in Rutherford County?
No, I'm talking about out last side.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean here too, I guess.
Sure.
I mean, but I'm talking about smaller counties like Obion, whatever it may be.
Right.
You know, the school is
the largest employer.
That's their largest employer.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. And now,
and now you're talking about taking money
away from those
away
schools.
Away from a public school.
And giving
for Eddie and Steve to go out here and start Eddie and Steve's private
we
school.
We could.
I mean, I don't think that's a good idea.
We could start the liberal indoctrination school. You know, now we'd have to get approval from the state, which they'd probably turn us down with a name like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, also any group can start a religious school, any sort of religion, any type of religion, and get private taxpayer money. And I just think that is wrong, and it crosses the line in the education of our children and the future.
Right.
Is relying upon that, and really, Ed, let's just get down to it. This is just a way to segregate a certain group of children away from another certain group of children.
Right.
And we all know what I'm talking about, but it's
I know.
And it's not just that, but it's also these charter schools. They don't have to take children with disabilities. They don't have to accommodate certain disabilities.
Right. Sure.
And so we have taxpayers' money going to for-profit institutions that don't have to follow the rules and aren't equal to all of the citizens.
Right. We have a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead.
Guys, it's good to see you. I just wanted to mention, Stephen, you were talking about the school stuff. I was reading about a week or so ago that Governor Lee, our great governor, has a proposal now. There was a couple of charter schools. I don't know. I'm not sure where they wanted to be at, but there's a proposal now. He's got going around it where they can, if they want to go into attend to a community, they can bypass the school boards.
Yeah.
And go to some commission that if they approve it, it'd be okay with the community.
That's straight to the state commission.
It's a commission that was appointed by him.
He
they can just. They wanted to come. If they wanted to come here, they said, okay, we'll just bypass. We ain't going to worry about the school board. We just go upstate.
That's right. Our democratically elected school board members can be completely usurped by appointees from the government. Yep. Now, if there's ever been in anything any more anti-democratic, there you go.
Right.
That is anti-democratic.
But it is.
And you know, and what disturbs me, Ed, and like I said, I've done my best to dial back the emotional investment on all of this, but it's very disturbing to me that we don't hear more voices like this. On the left, where everybody's in a different faction.
Think about this, Stephen, is all these Republicans, they're all about choice, you know. School choice, and now we got this. It take 20 years to build them choice lanes up around 24. It would have them back 2050, them choice lanes.
Yeah, the
know?
Choice lanes,
and then
when guys
emerge, oh, it's about a choice in life.
You mean the toll choice, roads? You
know? Right, toll road, yeah.
Basically, getting the lanes start ding, ding, and all. So it was him, it was school. We had to have school choice, because we can't build any more schools. We can't
right.
do that, you know.
Right.
It's unsustainable.
Right.
We can't keep spending. We can't build a school, I guess we can't build roads either, can we? We'd be going on dirt roads, I reckon. It'd be on dirt over there.
Well,
we can't build no roads. Or,
as you know, Jeff, that's another issue that's been dear and near to my heart, is the infrastructure here.
Sure.
We've been talking about it for a long time. There has been a lot more money, thanks to the infrastructure bill out of Washington. Now, they're talking about pulling the plug on that.
I know.
And who wanted that bill, Stephen? Who put that through?
Well, it was Joe Biden and the Democrats that got that bill through.
Thank you very much.
Yes, it was.
Thank you very much on that answer. But, but I just want to say that there's all these people in Nashville that want choices, you know, all this choice business. And there's one guy in Smyrna, he said, there's homes, we can't keep building high schools. And they're getting ready to open one in the fall. Elementary is probably about $55 million or whatever it is. They're getting ready to open that in the fall and everything. But now, like I said, there's all kinds of stuff. We'd be here, till, like I said, next Sunday if we talk about all this stuff about Trump and all his doge, you know, his big government efficiency. But like you said, the stuff the other night, and like a guy said on the show I listened to during the week at a radio station, he was talking about that kid with cancer. Well, the thing about it is that Trump, he's cutting all his cancer from the NIH.
Yeah.
He's cutting funding to that. So we can't research it, these cancer things.
That's right.
Right.
Research this stuff. He's cutting all of his money. Mm-hmm. And they talk about the Democrats. Well, you didn't applaud that kid, or you didn't talk about the Lincoln Riley. And Riley, when they were running last year, his father got on did a national interview with somebody, and he told the reporter that I'm sick and tired of these politicians. And he talked about Trump and Biden. He said, I'm sick and tired of them politicizing my daughter's death. That's what the man said, for their politics, for their politics.
I promise you, if they can squeeze some out of it, they're all going
to do it. No, guys, enjoy your show. It's good to see you, Stephen. I'm glad you're well. I'm glad you survived your little health scare. And
thank you, buddy.
I'll talk to you soon. Thank you, everybody.
Yes, sir.
Jeff
thank
Neal,
you.
Thank you so much, Jeff. And Connor's going to take us to our last series of breaks. Stephen Reynolds is our guest here. I'm Ed Raymer for the Evan Lee Raymer Show. Connor's on the board, back with you right after this. Stay with us.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We're back here at WGNS. Ed Raymer for the Heavenly Raymer Show. Connor's on the board. My guest is Mr. Stephen Reynolds, and we're talking politics. And I swore when I walked in here 13 years ago, said I'll never talk about politics. Well, here I am. So, and loving every second of it. We're talking about a local effect now.
Yeah, let's talk about what all of these cuts could mean to Rutherford County.
Exactly. Yeah.
Start out there at the York Veterans Hospital.
Yeah. Let's start there. Yeah, because, you know, like I've said before, it's the same old 6 and 7. I've always said, you know, a veteran comes home and, oh, hey, welcome home. Oh, man, you're missing that leg. Well, it's tough. Those things happen. Well, listen, have a great life. Thanks for your service. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's not the deal.
That's right. And we have
lots
of residents here moved to Rutherford County.
Exactly right.
Just for the benefit of Alvin C. York.
That's right.
A great Tennessean.
Because a great Tennessean and a great institution out there.
That's right.
And they've had their problems.
Yep. Everybody does.
Everybody does.
But that, but once
there's
again,
there's people that love that place out there, too.
There are lots of veterans that rely on it for its care, not just here in Rutherford County, but all over the mid-state. And once again, another economic engine that drives this county, that brings commerce to this county.
Exactly.
All right, let's talk about, you asked me earlier about, we talked about the Department of Education and what all of that could mean.
Exactly.
To the state of Tennessee, it's a tune of a little over $1 billion, I believe. Now, if we don't have that federal funding anymore, where are we going to come up with that $1 billion, Ed?
Oh, we got people that can tip that in.
Well, that means somebody's going to tax you somewhere else.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
You asked me about other programs. We talk about the school lunches for children.
Department of Agriculture, you said?
That's through the Department of Agriculture. That keeps our farmers growing crops to provide food for our children. I think they ought to feed them 3 meals a day if that's
exactly
what they need.
Exactly, do is what Tim Walz said in Minnesota. You know, he said, we fed our kids. We fed them.
Of course.
Minnesota. So we fed them. I've said it for, I don't know
why anyone would consider that radical.
I don't know.
That we want to feed children.
I don't know.
It's more Christ-like, if you ask me. But anyway, let's move on. Middle Tennessee State University could have a lot of their research funding pulled.
True.
That's primarily agriculture, if I understand correctly.
And you know what gets me? Bill Levine is a good friend of ours. I know you. Do you know Bill?
I guess Bill.
You know Bill.
Yep.
You met him. Mm-hmm. But many of those folks over there, they're Republicans now.
Well,
I don't understand that.
Well, I mean, this is not Republicanism. This is MAGA. This is Trumpism. This is
not what I consider a classic
Republican.
Okay, I'll stand correct. Yeah, you're right.
So,
you're right.
I mean, but
radicalism.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, Middle Tennessee could lose funding for their research.
Not to mention what's happening at TSU.
Well, that's a whole story on itself.
That's been going on for years.
And that's what the state has done to them.
Exactly.
But the University of Tennessee has big energy research. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a small little lab up there in Oak Ridge.
Yeah, I know. That's been going on for, about 50 years? Maybe longer than that.
And it has the fastest quantum computer in the world is in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Vanderbilt University, as we know, is medical.
Most
of their research and funding is medical. Anyway, all of the higher institutions.
And I'm proud to say that my native state of Kentucky and Tennessee, they work together on a lot of these things through these universities.
They sure do.
And a lot of people don't realize that.
That's right. That's right.
You know.
Or where that money comes from.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about the Tennessee Valley.
Yeah.
I mean, the electricity, this is where it all.
That's right.
This is Kentucky, Tennessee. Barkley Dam, Kentucky Dam. All that was built. And by the way, folks, you griped about Joe Biden's $2 trillion. In today's dollars, and we looked it up, it's fact, okay? In Franklin D. Roosevelt, his entire, you know, the infrastructure deal, the New Deal, $1.9 trillion.
Right.
I rest my case.
Yeah.
These things, you're an infrastructure to your life. These things, concrete and steel are great, but they do not last forever.
They don't last forever. They bring
Mother
commerce.
Mother Nature takes a count.
We wouldn't have the modern world without it.
No, okay. We wouldn't.
We'd still be living in the 1800s.
We'd be traveling on dirt roads to go see Grandma at Thanksgiving.
That's right. And with our wood-burning fireplaces. All of those
things.
Boy,
I wish I could go back to the 1850s. Wouldn't it be great? Running water, no indoor sewage.
Yeah,
I love that. It'd be great.
No schools. Yeah, no schools. No vaccines. You know, all of that. No science.
Never mind.
But anyway.
Carter doesn't understand what we're talking about. He really doesn't. Bless his heart. And I'm not being mean to. I don't mean that. You and I, we've got a problem with this.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't understand what we're talking about. These people have lost their ever-loving mind with this MAGA bunch.
Well,
I'm saying it, not Stephen. It's me. You got a problem? Send me a postcard, folks. I don't give a.
You know, Ed, the best way, though, is to talk to people.
Man.
And maybe I've always believed this, and a lot of my good friends believe that I'm wrong.
Right.
I can tell you, man, the liberals that I know right now, they're mad. And they're mad. They're mad at their own party. They're mad at the voters.
And I agree.
And let me tell you something. People get mad at the voters.
Yeah.
That's just crazy to me.
It's your right to vote.
It is your right to vote.
You're
and it's
to
your
vote.
Right to put the best candidate out there people will choose. It talks about the issues, right, that affect people the most.
Yeah.
Democrats have a big problem with that right now. They don't like to talk about kitchen table issues. They don't have a voice with gravitas right now. They don't have this leading voice of dissension.
Right.
They're just kind of
talking about as far as agriculture products goes, the price of eggs. I'm so sick of hearing about eggs, I can't stand it.
Yeah, I know, right.
Somebody said they're like $20 a dozen or whatever.
About 10 to 12.
But they're still $5 or $4, $5 or $6 at Kroger or Dollar General, wherever.
Well,
it's not the end of the world. I don't know about you. I'm not eating a dozen eggs a day.
Well,
you know,
once again, though, Ed, it's more about the products that eggs go into and the foods that people eat. And the continuing rising of inflation, you know, a lot of the inflation we're experiencing now goes back to the 2008 crisis.
Right.
We artificially suppressed interest rates for 10 years, both Democrats and Republicans.
Had two wars with Obama on a credit card. We're still coming out of that.
And George Bush.
That's exactly right.
And
President Bush did a good thing with PEPFAR. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
He fed those children.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about...
Yeah, taking it all away.
I mean...
So they added all that savings, supposed
savings. Go ahead.
Savings,
I'm sorry. I got you off whack.
No,
ahead,
it's okay,
please,
Ed. Well,
ahead.
You reminded me of something. We talk about all these savings now. They're talking about $50 billion in savings.
Mm-hmm.
The federal budget is $7 trillion.
Right, I know. Now, it's minuscule.
It's a fraction.
It's minuscule.
It's a fraction.
Yes.
And so it's hard for a normal person or any genius to wrap his mind about how much a trillion is,
exactly.
Much less $7 trillion.
What did you say? $7 trillion, is that the budget?
That's the federal budget right now.
I mean, and they talk about $10 million. President saved $10 million. I mean, that's, you know,
it's
I
pennies.
Understand to me and you, $10 million is a mm-hmm. is a lifetime dream. I understand.
Right.
But in the scope of things, and I've told the wife this, in on the pie.
Yeah.
It's not even a line.
Right. And so
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, Ed, and what you're touching on too is what we call wealth inequality, and it's one thing that Bernie Sanders really talked about heavily,
true.
Still talks about heavily.
Right.
Now, wealth inequality, and everyone agrees, even the wealthy people agree,
right.
Hey, we've got a problem with wealth inequality. And that means
Warren Buffett
about
does.
About 2% of the people have all the money.
Right.
And the rest of us are out here struggling.
Right.
And this always ends badly historically, Ed.
It does. Yes.
The French Revolution comes to mind.
Right.
The whole phrase of eat the rich comes to mind.
Right.
And so
right.
The larger that gap gets, the more likely something really bad is going to happen.
Right.
When people are hungry, they'll do whatever it takes to feed their family.
My father always said, when all this mess started, I said, well, we may have a chance, Dad. This is looking good. He said, no, son, they're not hungry enough yet.
Right, right.
And exactly what you just said. He said, yeah. And Dad always said it. He said, and me and my dad fought like crazy
mm-hmm.
when I was a kid growing up. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you, my dad said some pretty good things. And that was one thing he always said. No, son. Laying there paralyzed from the chest down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I said, well, Obama won re-election. I said, this may turn it. He said, no, son, they're not hungry enough yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you get hungry.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about literal hunger.
Yeah. People will do anything.
That's when you'll say,
yeah.
What happened here?
Yeah.
It's going to be too late then.
I had an old elected official, as a matter of fact, former governor of the state of Tennessee, tell me one time, he said, Steve, you know, most people don't realize that government real role is just to keep a lid on everything.
That's exactly right. Keep a lid on it.
You know, there was a reason why kings used to throw feast.
Right.
And feed all their people.
Mm-hmm.
That's because if they didn't,
mm-hmm.
they'd take out the king.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So it's basic human psychology, basic needs of shelter and food and health care.
Right.
All of these things that the average American really wants to talk about is disturbed about right now.
Right.
Let me say one other thing, Ed. Let me talk about overseas.
You go ahead. We got about 3 minutes.
3 minutes left.
We're good on that. Three and a half, we're good. Go
if ahead. If you're an American traveling abroad this spring or summer, I would caution you to watch your back.
Right.
When I first visited Germany and Europe back in 1985, folks there were so gracious for what the Americans had done for them.
Right.
You wouldn't have to buy a meal. You wouldn't have to buy a drink. They would surround you with, you know, graciousness
right.
for what our ancestors did for them twice.
Sure.
Anyway, I'm not so sure Americans are going to be that welcome in Europe this summer.
I don't know.
So I'd be very cautious
I don't
if
know.
I were you.
Even in Canada, we're looking at people. Yeah. You know, but I got news for you. They've got a little lady. Mr. Trudeau's going to be stepping down.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a little lady. I don't know if you've seen her or
I
not.
I have.
And you talk about a fireball.
She is. Yeah.
I compare her somewhat. I told my wife, I said, and my wife hadn't seen her yet.
Yeah.
She was on Bill Maher.
Yeah.
Bill Maher loves her.
Yep.
And then there's a couple other places she showed up, I think on one of the news shows, whatever.
Yeah.
I compare her to Meghan McCain.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now she's a little more polished than Meghan is.
She.
Well, but, I mean, Trump doesn't want to deal with anybody like her. She will not mess with him.
It's just unimaginable that we would pick a fight with Canada.
I know.
It's just unimaginable.
Been trading molasses and whiskey for years.
Yeah.
The mob was pulling molasses out of there. So molasses for years. It's in the Godfather movie.
Oh, well, yeah.
Wake up.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, I mean, they're our friends and our partners, and we can say, okay, maybe a deal's not fair, but there's a time and a place to negotiate that rather than just the lack of decorum, the lack, and people say, well, I don't care about decorum anymore. This is the problem, is you people are always being nice and following the rules.
Yeah.
You know, we are a nation of laws.
And order and rules.
That's correct.
That's exactly
and
right.
We are also have always been a hospitable, accommodating friend to the people who thought the similar way that we did.
Right.
And now they're all wondering.
Well, and when you got a subpoena, you either answered it or you had your lawyer in and say, you know, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah, right. Well, let me talk. I want to plug one more thing. There's this author and this economist. His name is Peter Zeihan. I would encourage people to look him up.
Okay.
His latest book is called The End of the World is Just the Beginning. And this guy is an independent who really consults for big businesses and talks about demographics, all of the basic blocking and tackling of the economies.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
He wrote a book 10 years ago. Talked about the Americans pulling out of NATO and a war ensuing on the plains of Europe again. Back to our founding fathers said they told us not to get entangled in the European wars. We saw how that worked out in World War I, World War II. We didn't want to get entangled, but the world is too small for us not to.
That's exactly right.
And we would all be probably goose-stepping and speaking German had we not gotten involved.
Sure.
So, once again, we're going to isolate ourselves, it seems, and another war. And anyway, Peter Zeihan's book from 10 years ago predicts this, that there would be another World War III on the plains of Europe. Check it out.
We'll check it out. My name is Ed Raymer. Stephen Rills has been our guest. Connor's been on the board. And, folks, if you love Putin so much, why don't you just get your butt over to Russia and just live there. Live there for a while and tell me how you like it. Send me a postcard if you can get one out. Right now, I got to go. Until next Sunday at 8 o'clock, Ed Raymer, I'll catch you down the road. Good night.